Taivas, right? That's what Pnei Shama definitely says. That Taivas is Havamina is the Gemara's Maskana. I'm not so crazy about that structure. It makes it a very strange structure because just, you know, the Havim, but okay, but that's what he says. So we have to understand, what is this Havamina? The Havamina again is Taivas, and it's Taivas is Havamina. For sure, it's Taivas is Havamina. That the Pshat and the learning out from Cheskes Gemusha from Shoramu it is that this like Hosam Huxik Mahosam Huxik Naklin Hokinami Huxik Shatrin. Okay, will someone please tell me what does that mean?
That's a Svara.
So what if it's Huxik Shatrin? So what? How does that make you? How does that make Kamen Abri Shusei?
So the thing Tosis explains later on that it's considered like a mechila. And Tosis holds that mechila is like lechazek kni. That's what the Meforshim explain. And therefore it's considered a kinyan. The Ramban argues.
Okay. Okay, you have bekiyas. In other words, it's not, let's say what it's not, just for the sake of clarity. In other words, the simple pshat, I think that some people learn, is that the pshat in Shura Mu'ed is that when three things happen, we don't assume it's a fluke. In other words, one time you gore, it's a certain amount of indication that he's a wild animal, but it could be a fluke. Two times could be a fluke. Three times, three flukes, we don't assume. Right. So therefore, it must be here a wild animal. So you say the same thing here. First year, why don't you protest? Person should really protest after 1 year. Charetivis is working with the assumption of Huxik Shatrin that the norm is that you protest after 1 year. So the first year, why don't you protest? So shtika raya, that it's not yours. 2 years. Also, it's another riot that is not yours. But maybe no, maybe it was a fluke I didn't protest. 3 years, so we have a clear riot, it's not yours. Right. Is that what Taisus means? Or is it what Rabbi Meltzer said? Rabbi Nelson said, he said a different shot. Right? In other words, I just said it the way it is, it's a riot that you sold it. Rabbi Nelson said it's a riot that you were meichel.
I don't know. I mean, I know where Rabbi Meltzer is coming from, but
Tyson's on the other side.
I know, but why do we have to come to that? I mean, all we see is he's not going to make a mechor again. So a person who's not going to make a mechor again, it's that means that he sold it to you. I mean, to say that it was a mechila, I think the same mechila is a much greater chiddush. That the question is right. at this point, min eyuvei, why do we have to come on to that?
Okay, Tyson was forced to say it in Ahmed Beis. He is not forced to say it.
Okay, so right. you're
agreeing with me that right at this point, you know,
Sadly, I agree with you.
Okay, so you're saying that it's a raya, then it's yours. Because why? It's the fact that you're not protesting is a raya, then it's yours. The problem is that I would agree with that too.
Rabbi,
why?
But don't we have to understand the comparison between Nachan is a positive, he is a Nachan, okay. Him being a Shaskin is a I understand, but that doesn't give the other person the field. In other words, the shasket are on the wrong side of the fence. The comparison's the wrong side.
The sim we're saying is Huxik Shatrin, and since he's a Shatrin, it's a raya that he sold it. That is a step missing.
Tais is comparing it to Shar. I understand, but Tais is comparing it to Shar. It's a positive in the Shar, and he is a Nachan.
So they're saying that it's Tais says it's Huxik Shatrin. And then there's a step. Taivas himself has a step that once a Shatrin come at Abri Shusei. Now, how does Shatrin make come at Abri Shusei? Taivas doesn't tell us. So there, the guys are saying Pshat. That is because since it's Huxik Shatrin, so we have a Raya that it's not your field. Because if it'd be your field, you wouldn't be a Shatrin. So Mimele is come at Abri Shusei. That's how they wanted him China Taisus.
He's definitely the Marikama, right? That we agree.
The so other why guy he is the other Marikama. He's a Marikama, but now he's a Huxik Shatrin.
Yes, somehow or another,
the Huxik Shatrin makes a Kamalei B'Shusei. Taibis doesn't tell us how that happens. It's ambiguous in Taisus.
Right, but he seems to indicate it has something to do with Shor. That's all I'm saying. It seems to indicate it's something to do with
Shor. I'm sorry, I don't know. Shor tells us that just like the Shor is Hutzik Nachin, you're a Hutzik Shadkin. But then there's something that has nothing to do with Shor that we make a jump on our own. That once it's Hutzik Shadkin, come at Abrish Hussein. So the question is, how does Hutzik Shadkin may come in Abrish Hussein? So Rav Nosson Meltzer was saying, because if you're a Shadkin, then you're Meichel. And since you're Meichel, so it's come in Abrish Hussein. And Sandy, the other people were saying, you know, that pshat is that since you're Hutzik Shadkin, it's a raya that it's not yours, because it would be yours, you would be protest. Right? So, those are I don't know of any other pshat at this point. So there are the two possibilities. Right? So the Cheskes Gimoshanim is just to make the Hutzik Shadkin, but we have to figure out. Taivis is very ambiguous. Taivis says, "Imkay Mishal Shem and Kamei B'Shusay." Just because you're a Shadkin doesn't mean Kamei B'Shusay. You're a Shadkin because I'm not a Bamachlekes. I'm a bashful person. Why? Because I'm a bashful person. I'm a Shadkin, so it's Kamei B'Shusay. And this is a Milsa B'Taima. It's not a Milsa B'Taima. So it's a very strange Taisus. David leaves out, you know, he just says Imkain. We don't understand what that Imkain is. So we have
two. I don't understand the two different, one is Mechil and one is Raya. Isn't the Raya the fact, don't we explain the Raya that he was Mochel? What's the Raya other than Mechil?
No. The guys are saying, Sandy is saying, yeah, Mechil is a tiny Safek. And you know, so it's a very shvacha taina. The odds of the guy's meichel is very far fetched. And if you don't, he's tining Bari, he wasn't meichel, and you don't really know if he was meichel.
So to win with
a taina mechila is very hard. You know, that's your manish a raya bruta that he was meichel. But otherwise,
he sold it.
I say I wasn't meichel. You don't really know if I was meichel. So you know, so you have a raya. So, and as you say, it's a mamish 100% raya. But I have a taina that I bari that I bought it. That's right, much better. Right. I have a taina bari that I bought it.
Right, I see.
Bari, and I have a raya that my taina is true. So that it's much easier to win with a taina bari that I bought it than to win with a taina shema mechina. Also, there'd be a halachic nafkamina, because if you're winning with the taina that you're mechina, then the chayra, you would only get the payers, you only get the field after 3 years, and all the payers till 3 years, you'd have to return, right? I would think. No, according to the Havamina, according to the Svara Mechila, it would come out, if the guys, if Nazan Rumelter is right, that the way Chazaka works is Mechila, then it would come out a Munda thing, that the person who made the Chazaka would have to return the payers, because the mechila only takes place after the third year. Hutzik Shadkin after the third year. So memena, the mechila is only after the third year. So the marikama.
Okay, the mechila go on everything.
What?
Can't the mechila go on everything?
Why mehechitesi? He's Michael. He's not protesting. So, but who said he's going to be Michael? After the first year, we don't assume there's a mechila. So at that point, you owe the payers. After the second year, we don't assume the mechila. Now, in the third year, I don't know.
He's so you mechila the land, you mechila the payers.
Who said he was mechila the payers of the mafreya? There's no new chazak on the payers. I don't know. That doesn't sound to me mukhruch at all. Chad is at three times on the land, so you should have protested on the land. So it's hooksing shotgun on the land, because there were three things that irk you on the land. So that's an indicator that you're Meichel the land. I can hear that. But there's not three aggravations on the same Paris. They're different Paris. So I don't know. I would not think that's so misafra, that just because, you know, that I'm Meichel all the Paris, I don't know. It's different peiros. Because I'm meichel this peiros, I'm meichel that peiros. I don't know. Okay, maybe. Anyway, so
is there such a concept that after 3 years, Yitaka can't make a taina? You're not a baldov. You lose the marikamo, so to speak. So your chusik shaskin means that you're chusik. Now you're a chazaka on you. I'm just trying to compare it to what Taisa seems to be saying.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
There's a chazaka that he's a shaskin, that he has no body. He's not a baldov anymore. Shaskin,
but why does that take away your bias? I'm about Musar. I don't like making fights. I'm a bashful person. Chusik shaskin doesn't necessarily mean that it's not mine. It could be I'm just a bashful person, a quiet person. I don't like making waves. I don't like talking. I'm bashful. This is my boss is went on my field. I'm not going to start up with him. I don't know. There could be a lot of reasons why a person's chusik shaskin. I don't know. It doesn't mean that it some kind of makes you, I don't know what that svara is.
Because in Kinyanim, if we say in Kinyanim that if somebody, let's say in a field or an Eved, if they use that Zach, that's a way of making a Kinyan. It's a way of making bilis. So if somebody is allowing somebody to make the bilis, that means he's allowing him to get comfortable. It's almost a form of giving it over, making him, the other guy the Marikama. That, so he becomes a Huslik.
That's part of Mechila.
That's not Mechila anything. I mean, that's
I don't
his,
know what the svara is.
I'm saying I'm saying that's the Kenyan Shaboy. That's mamish, being machne. It's almost like machne to somebody. So I am no longer my lover. It's not a riot. It's not a mechila. I'm selling it to him. That shows that you talk about selling it.
That's the same thing as saying mechila. I know what you're saying.
Mechila's a mechila. Forget it. Let him have it. I'm not letting him have it if I can't. That's the way. If somebody wants to buy an Evid, they have to use the Evid. Somebody buys a field, okay, use the field, right?
Okay, that's
not Raya. That's Kenyan.
You say mechila, you have to be
mechila. I'm not saying Raya. I'm saying it's mamish a Kenyan. I'm saying Taisa is saying it's a false
suggestion. That's what they mean when they say mechila. Because obviously, there has to be a Maisa Kenyan in the mechila. Otherwise, you couldn't be kinda. So that's what they're saying. I'm mechil to you, and you're kinda with a chazaka.
Even if you say that he bought, even if you say it's a raya, let's say on the side that it's a raya that he sold it, but it's only a raya to the third year, right? We say the first year was a fluke.
No, it would be a raya on the first year because
then we say the first 2 years are flukes, but you can't have a fluke three times.
Since we don't want to say three flukes, we say that none of the we say, in other words, we say there's no flukes. We say there's a pattern.
It's a simon.
We say it's a pattern. They're not flukes, and therefore
and he sold it the first year. He sold it the first year.
It's a raya that he sold it.
Rabbi the first year. Simon.
Each one is a shtickle raya that he sold it.
The first year
is also a raya. In other words, it's just like by nakhon. Why we say the first negicha is a raya. It's a 33% raya that he's a nakhon. Okay, we're not convinced. It's only 33%. The second negicha is another 33% raya that is nakin. Now that we have three negith rayas, so we assume that all three rayas are correct, and he's that's a nakin. So that's it's the same thing shot, here. Right? Each one is, we're learning seven, not Siba. Okay. Each one is a raya that you sold it. Now, if we only had that raya alone, since that raya is not conclusive, but the second year is a raya also that you sold it previously. And the third year, also Raya sold it previously. So the three Rayas come together and make us assume that you sold it in the beginning. The problem is the language. If you're learning it's a Raya that you sold it, so why does David have to say Huxik Shatkin? It's not a word Huxik Shatkin. You know, Shatkin is in the future. See, if it's Mechila, so then we're discussing the future, that you're never planning on being Meichet. But if it's a Raya, why did you not protest for three times? Why do you need Huxik Shatkin? There's three Rayas. We don't have to discuss the future. We're just living in the present. There are three Rayas that you were Shaisek. Three Rayas prove to each Raya proves 33%. So the three rayas together is a raya that it's not yours. But you don't have to say Hutzlik Shatkin. What does it have to? Why do we need Hutzlik Shatkin for if it's working as a raya? If it's Mechila, So then you need, because you're only meicha if you're never planning on being meicha. If I'm planning on being meicha in 5 years from now, then there's no mechila. So mechila needs chukzik shadchan. But if it's a raya that I sold it, I don't know why would you need this sort of chukzik shadchan?
Shadchan means future? Or he's a type of person?
He's a shadchan. Yeah, he's chukzik shadchan. So he gets the chazaka that he forever is going to be shaysik.
Forever he'll be shaysik, or just that when he was shaysik, it wasn't a fluke. He was a shadchan.
But I don't know. It wasn't a fluke. That chukzik shadchan, we know he was a shadchan. You know he was quiet.
No, but it was a chukzik shaskin.
I don't know.
That's a masman. Masman doesn't mean a few. It's like a masman. He's a masman. He's a shaskin.
What happens now that he's getting torqued?
I don't know. You're,
and now that he's protesting?
No, so that's any change. But the chukzik shaskin, now that in the Mechira Svara, it's good. If Shad is, it was chukzik that at that point he was a shaskin for Eidam Bot. And a Mah, he changed. Okay, so then there was a Mechira. But if you're learning it's a raya, okay, you know, okay, David Max has a way of reading it, but it's a little creative. The shad, you know, they have a raya. You know, you don't have to say, you know, you say that we have a chazaka, we have three rayas that the, you know, three strikes and you're out. We have three rayas that it's not your field. And therefore, we accept those rayas. We don't need more rayas. We don't have to bring in the future. We don't have to say that because you're a shotgun in the future. What, I'm sorry?
Could it be Tosis is trying to be parallel to the Lashon by Shar?
Over there, but what do you need it for? And I said, Lumdis. Could he maybe has a Hechroch? But you know, they're saying if the Svara is like the guys were saying, why do you need this far of chukzik shadchan?
So he means chukzik shadchan that his past three being quiet is not a fluke. He uses that lashon to be parallel to the lashon by Shar.
Okay, but it's not a relevant lashon. So why would he use it? It's to prepare it up. You don't need it. Chukzik shadchan means that everybody's going to be shaysek in the future also. And that's not relevant. Even if we knew now, you know, we know now that you're planning on protesting next year. I don't know. You told us that, you know, you went ahead and said, but by the way, next year I'm going to protest. It wouldn't make a difference. You know, you have three riots. Three riots. Is there three riots? I don't know. I'm not sure why you need chukzik shadchan. I also don't like the language kamalei b'rishusei. Kamalei b'rishusei is a very strange language, no? Kamalei b'rishusei. If you say it's a raya that he bought it, it's not kamalei b'rishusei. If you have a raya that he bought it, I don't know, you know, that language kamalei b'rishusei.
Maybe this is a raya. Maybe this is a riot. We had a hakira.
Sounds like a Kenya. Sounds like a transformation. It sounds like that this takes it. Now this mechira. So then it is a kamalei b'rishusei. This makes the transformation. This transfers the bitus because this is a siba. If it's mechira, so this is a siba for the transfer of the bitus. So it's kamalei b'rishusei, but if it's a simen, it's not kamalei b'rishusei. It's a simen that it was always b'rishusei. It doesn't make it in my rishus. It's a simen that it was always mine in the first place. I don't know. We use such a lashon in shas when you have eidin that something is yours. Right? We, you know, the other person is a marikama, and I bring eidin that it's mine. You say kamalei b'rishusei. I don't think we use that lashon. I have a raya that it's mine. Kamalei b'rishusei sounds very much like in Davis's answer that it's like some kind of magical transformation. So I don't know. So I don't know. So it could be that even Davis in his in his chat, even though I think it's Svara, I think Sandy is right. I don't know why Tavis does it, but Tavis, it doesn't sound like he's saying the three Raya's chat. You know, it doesn't sound like it. Sounds like he's saying something else. I don't know. That's just my impression.
I mean, Kamalei Bishusa is not such a Raya because doesn't, I think, the Ritva have a whole issue whether it's Mamish Bailus being transferred or just the Muchzik.
Okay, but
Kamalei Bishusa is Mashma, just the Muchzik.
Okay, but so I don't know what that means, but if it's a Raya that you sold it, so then it's not the Bailus and it's not the Muchzik. It's a Kamalei, it's a Raya that it's mine. You wouldn't say, forget that whole Ritva is Hakira is only because he's not learning. It's a Raya. If you learned Raya, then there would never, you wouldn't have such a Hakira.
Ah, okay.
You know, then you have a Raya. You know, if you have a Meek, a Raya, that's yours. So it's a Raya, that's yours. It's simple. If it's some kind of other system, so yeah. Then you have to clear what that system is. In other words, in Tavis's answer, I assume that the Ritva is something going in Tavis's answer that it's a milsa but al taima. So there's some kind of xeris hakosa milsa but al taima that there's a transformation. So then you can clear the ritvas chakira, what's being transferred. I don't think if you learn the mechira pshat, I don't think you would say the ritvas svara either. If you learn mechira pshat, so also we know that we know a mechira. Mechira gives you the bitus. I didn't see the ritva recently. But or I didn't see it at all. I remember the Ritva. But I don't think that Ritva would make sense in Tavis's first shot. It's a milsa. Tavis's first shot is a milsa b'taima. So it's a milsa b'taima. So we know what it's doing. Okay, so let's go further. So this is Tavis's first shot. So we're not exactly sure what it is. But Tavis's first shot is, therefore, the Gemara's kasha doesn't make sense. Oh, Bahamiri. The saga died to the matcha. So hoki yov. Ma husband, you know, can give a palm and nothing lay me chatsi nesik to nesik shalem. Just like over there, it goes from chatsi nesik to nesik shalem. Hoki nami. Kimin shacho shleish, akla shleish shalem, ro micha. Naf grem shus moicha shus lokeach. It goes from the shus moicha to the shus lokeach. You know, here, it's interesting, he doesn't use the same words of Kamalei Bishusa, but maybe that's what it means. Natkalei Bishus Moich Rishus Lakeach. Okay. Ava Gav, the Milzah B'lot Taimu. So here I would hear Rabbi Meltzer Yer Chakira. Is it Natkalei the Bainus or Natkalei the Muksik? Okay. But the Mice of Tavis makes no, this makes no, this needs Hesber. Why does Tavis' answer need Hesber?
Because you asked the kasha, the makshin should be better than the havamina.
Okay, but that's true. But okay, but so that the base play shlomo as that kasha, right? I think so. Okay, but there's another problem. What's another problem? The mineyu bayim the mitares.
How can he make it milsa below time up? In other words, the milsa below time, it doesn't make sense. If you're the Maisa, you're trying to compare the two things with a svara and then say it's milsa below time.
Right. In other words, first of all, it's sure amu and milsa below time. Sure amu is not a milsa below time. So how do you learn out to hear milsa below time?
Well, the comparison is milsa below time, obviously.
Okay, so I don't know. So and if that's true, so how do you do that? And second of all, even if I don't know Hilchot Drushes, maybe in Hilchot Drushes, you don't have to do it. But so I mean, what are you learning out? You're learning out that three times makes a transformation. So I'm going to make, so I got a svara that if I wear shoes that are bigger than mine and my feet are three times, my feet are going to grow. I mean, you can say this about anything. If I put on a Asa's clothes three times, I'm going to become a Rasha. If I wear the Rav Avadah Yosef's clothes three times, I become a Talmid Chacham. I mean, I mean, like, what is, in other words, if it's a milta below taima, so mehechi teisi, you know, it doesn't say by shura muad this three times. You know, it's just shura muad just says three times makes a transformation. So you can go ahead and make any transformation you want with three times. You just a random. You say that I see by shura muad three times makes a transformation. So three times sitting in a field transforms it. Why? No reason. But the Torah says three times transforms. You know what? So every three times makes a transformation. I thought it sounds absurd.
No, but they're asking what's Holcheusha. Given Holcheusha, how do we understand it?
But Holcheusha doesn't make sense. How can you learn out from Shura Muad that such an ambiguous thing that three times makes a transformation? So that means if I go ahead and I paint my and everything in halacha three times makes transformation.
Monetarily.
Maybe it's where something
makes something. I can't think of an example offhand, but no, I'm saying if I wear a shoe that are too big for me three times, they're gonna fit. I ask like a tzaddik for three times, so now I become a tzaddik. I mean, I don't know. There's three times changes you into something that you're not. So three times, I dress up like a Rosh Hashiva, so you become a Rosh Hashiva.
Maybe the comparison is that Lamaisa, we see the Torah does give a gedder. That we do see. Everybody agrees, right? We see the Torah does give a gedder. Now the kasha is Rebbe's asking. So how do we have Mehechitesi? That's a good Rebbe onto other things. How do we know when to make the comparison? How do we know how to make the comparison? So the answer to that could be that where a reaction should be given, in other words, where something lemaisa should take place, we have a right to say, right, a binyanav, like Rabbi mentioned last week, there's a binyanav to say that where something should happen because of the micha, this loy micha, that is the comparison on the loy micha. It's not the sholosh shanim necessarily, it's both of those together. That it should have generated, a response.
But then it's not milsa b'lal taima, because then you're saying your whole answer is because there really is some taima to this. Taima seems to say that it's a milsa b'lal taima. Taima says it's a milsa b'lal taima, so then it's a plea. So then you could do it, say it by anything. Then, you know, it's three times my kitchen, the food in my kitchen is kosher. So from now on, all the food that comes out of my oven is kosher. I don't know, most of it all time.
We could see, Bisvara, that a reaction should take place.
But then it's not a milsa of it all time. I don't hear it. Tavis's whole point, the milsa of it all time, is to say that it's not logical. It's milsa of it all time. So then, the moment you make it logical that it's not a milsa b'lal taima,
can we say something in the middle
that it doesn't sound? What right do you have to say such a funny thing?
Can we say something that's in
the if Shura Muad is logical, so you're going to learn from Shura Muad, which is logical, then something that's illogical.
Is changing from Tom. To Muad to Chatzi Nezek Nezek Shalem, correct? Like Rashi, he's changing that.
That comparison is not
completely logical, but it's semi-logical.
What does that mean? It's semi-logical. In other words,
we're comparing finances to finances.
Okay.
Right now he's a Chatzi Nezek. Now he's a Nezek Shalem.
The comparison for sure is not logical, because there's a reason why you go from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalem, and that reason is really would be because there's a transformation occurs on the third time, not the fourth time, like Tavis explained in his Kasha. So it purely then
what's Gemara's Kasha? Let it be the fourth time,
because it's Milsa B'lal Taima that we're We're just making a
Rashi also learns Chatzi Nesek Kinesek Shalom.
Yeah, it says a Milsab and Altaima. That Bataiva is saying that the logical reader, the logical understanding why Shor HaMoed goes to Nesek Shalom the fourth time, and that's because after the third time you become a Moed. So if you're following your logic, you would say like Taiva says Havamina, that you become a Moed after three times. It's because you're not following your logic, you're just looking at the din. So we're saying, just like over here in the din, by Shor HaMoed, the din is on the halachic din changes in the fourth time. And I don't care why. So here also, the halachic din changes in the fourth time. So that's milsa b'lo taima. Okay, it's like a drasha. The drasha that whatever the pattern that you see over here, the same pattern you apply over here. Okay, I hear that, but I just, it sounds so strange. How you allowed, you know, because there's no indication in the drasha that it applies to Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Why don't you, in other words, for example, the Gemara is going to say that it only applies if there's a Taina, you know, the next Gemara. So maybe it works to transfer the ownership even without a Taina. You know, the Gemara, whether the Gemara is working with this or not, the Gemara says that if he doesn't claim it's his, then it wouldn't work. Why not? There's a transformation. It transfers by this, right? And then he says, no, it doesn't transfer by this. It only transfers the muksik. I mean, mehechitaisi, right? If that's the way your Ritva says it, like, mehechitaisi, that it transfers. If there's a milta b'lo taima that you can transfer the muksik, then why can't there be a milta b'lo taima that you transfer the by this? I don't know. Pashup shot. That's where we have to understand if the Gemara is retaining the Milsabal timer or the Gemara is dropping the Milsabal timer. But I'm saying, but according to this, Havamina, Milsabal timer. I don't know.
I thought everybody was saying that even if, just to make sure I have the question clearly, it sounds like it's a very structural question. And you can really take all the facts and lumb this out of the Gemara. Taisus Kasha is any sugya in Shas, what's the Havamina? The Chor, if you learn the Gemara rationally, the Gemara has no Kasha. Answers Taisus, yes. But the Gemara was started off being irrational. Hence it had the Kasha. Hence then it came to the rational understanding. That's bizarre.
We don't know what the Gemara's maskan is. This is maybe you're right. And I jumped a step, is that the Pnei Shlomo definitely says, like you just said, that the Gemara's Maskana is dropping Tovus's Havamina and reverting back, Tovus's Maskana and reverting back to Tovus's Havamina. That's what he says. Personally, I think that's extremely daichik because the Gemara and the Havamina, the way Tovus is setting it up, the Gemara, obviously the Gemara thought of the Havamina, the Gemara rejected it, for a certain reason. So now the Gemara, therefore the Gemara asks Akasha, and then the answer is back to the Havamina that they rejected. It's like it's such a strange structure of Gemara.
I would definitely
be much sooner to say that the Gemara, the Taivis is Havamina, the Gemara rejects. Whatever reason why the Gemara rejects it, that's the place Shlomo's Kasha, okay? But the Gemara rejected it. The Gemara was working with Tavis's answer. And I would be much sooner to say that the Fado of Gemara is a continuation of Tavis's Svara. And I would say something like Rav Nosson Meltzer quoted from this Ritva, that the Shaila is, if it's a Milsa but al Taima, is it a transference of Bidas or the transference of the Muksik? So the Havamina thought it's a Milsa but al Taima, that it's a transference of the bias, to which they ask, Chazaka Shani Motaino should work. The Gemara's answer is, it's a transference of the muksik, except that doesn't fit into the next typhus. Okay, what can I do? So that's a little minor problem. But okay, I know.
The Havamina Tosis is difficult.
I'm having
that's what they're bothered by, the Pnei Shlomo and the Maryam Belev.
Right, because
according to the flow of the Gemara, what's the Havamina of Tosis to go back to
Right, I understand. Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to have to do. Now, there's Parshat Shachat, as everything would work out. But just to get in the question here, so but we can't get to the next Taifas until we get this Taifas clear. So this Taifas, it just sounds like a very strange Svara that the Gemara should hold that it's a Milsa below Taima. Like, how can you, if you learn how Milsa Taima, you can make any kind of Milsa Taima. If I shucked it three times and it came out kosher, so from now on I don't have to check my shechita because it's always going to be kosher. No sabino time. I mean, I don't know. You know, are we going to make any no sabino time?
Just can we say that the miserable time is not on the limud from Shomer Muad to Cheska Shalosh on him? If that's all it was, then that would be a milsa with a timer. Meaning we can understand the concept of chazaka. Right. But now that the Gemara comes with this kasha that it should be till the fourth year, that part is a milsa by timer. Meaning that with the shor, we can say after three negichos he's out of chatzin nezek, but he's not in nezek shalom yet. The only time he's in nezek shalom is after the fourth year. So he's kind of in limbo. He's nowhere in between. He's not chatzin nezek, he's not nezek shalom. But legabi chazaka, to come and say that after 3 years, you're no longer in the rishus of the mocher, but not to put it into the rishus of the lekeach yet, till the end of the fourth year, that is somewhat of a milsa b'lei taima.
So then why, what's the Gemara's kasha? So why is the Gemara insisting on saying a milsa b'lei taima and ask a kasha?
Since by the shore, that's the way it works. So we're making that comparison. Although over here, it should not apply.
You know, you're saying that you need the first step of Milsa B'taima to make that there should be a transference, that it should be in the third year. And then it's like almost some kind of dio that says that since you're learning out from Shor HaMoed, and Shor HaMoed is in only the fourth time, so it's like a dio that you have to be like Shor HaMoed, that you're going to be in the fourth time.
Something like that. Yes.
You know, there's but the real limud is a milsa of a time, which would take you to the third time. But but since you're learning out from Shor HaMoed, so you have to follow the pattern of Shor HaMoed, even though that's a milsa of a low time. Okay, I didn't think of that. No, I didn't think of it. Okay, maybe, I don't know. I'd like to have to see if someone says that. What?
Isn't Taisus on the step before that? Taisus seems to be saying on the comparison step, not on the next step.
Taisus is explaining the comparison step to explain what the Gemara's kasha was. So he's saying,
I forgot the milsa b'lei taima, not the next step of the kasha. Taisus on the previous step of the comparison.
Because Taisus is talking about 3 years. Taisus is mashma, even if it would just be 3 years, it's a milsa b'lei taima.
That's right. I mean,
okay, maybe you're right. Right here. Okay, anybody else have anything to say here? Okay, we'll have to look around. I was thinking, but I don't necessarily think this is ripe shot either, but maybe, is that one of the famous chakiras that we have in a lot of sugyas is motivation and mechanism. Is that we say very often in a lot of sugyas, these in Rabbanans, we say that the Rabbanan have a motivation, but then they make a mechanism, and the mechanism doesn't always jive with the motivation. You know, that's one of the very, very common svara in Rabbanans. Usually in a deraisa, we don't say that, but in Rabbanans, we say Rabbanans had limited motivations. But they have limited mechanisms that they can use. So the mechanisms don't always jive with the motivation. For example, you know, I want to kill a certain arch terrorist, but the only mechanism I can use is to blow up his Italian apartment building, which will kill a bunch of other people also. So the mechanism is different than my motivation. They don't jive. So if I asked you, why'd you kill all the other people? No reason. I had no reason to kill the other people. But if there was necessary to do that so that I could get what I'm motivated for. So there's in the Rabbanus we have this. So maybe what Taivis means like this is that we know that there is a need for a cheskes, a din of cheskes gimel shanim. If not cheskes gimel shanim, cheskes dawit shanim, but there has to be a din deraisa somewhere to solve this problem that people lose their shtaris. Because that's our stikin item. We can't expect people to hold on to their shtaris forever. So there has to be, the Torah must have come up. In other words, it's not stam in the Ram, the Chazal knew that the Torah must have made some system to deal with the fact that the people, a person can buy a field and lose his shtar and still win. There has to be. Now we don't know what the Torah did and how they do it and what is the halachic parameters of the Torah's din. But the Torah had to make, in a sense, a milsa below taima to explain, to solve the problem. There's a problem here that a person cannot hold on to a shtar forever. So you have to make a din to resolve that problem. That's why, you know, the Ksai says it's a din derabbanan, but, you know, we'll say that the Torah had to make a din. So we're learning, since we know that there must be such a din, so then we're allowed to learn out from Shura Mu'ed that obviously that the Torah, you know, we can make a binyanat from Shura Mu'ed to Karka, because we know that there's such a din by Karka. In other words, once we know, there's this like given, that there's a din by Karka, that at some point in time you become, it's Yosem Reshus, Moicher Reshus Lokeach, because there has to be, otherwise the world could not exist. Just we don't know when that cutoff point is. So we learn out from Shura Mu'ed that this is a cutoff point. So it's a milsa b'lo taima, the lima, that it's 4 years, but or 3 years. But the basic din is not a milsa b'lo taima. There's like the underlying din is a milsa b'taima, that is yadim reshus moicher v'nik reshus lokeach, is a milsa b'taima at some point. Because there has to be, but then it should be in 3 years, 4 years, or you know, it's a milsa b'lo taima, because we don't have any reason why that there has to be, but there's no reason why it should be. It
doesn't have to be from a Torah source. Could be Torah said that obviously the world can function that way, so we left it to the words of Chacham of Chazal to figure out human nature. At what point does a lack of macha generate and indicate to say at what point people lose their shtaris?
That's Rava. But if you assume that, like at this point, you assume Hoche Yusha don't hold of that. So that's not a good raya, because it's practically speaking, it's not a raya. A guy can say, I didn't know, whatever. And now there's no system. There's no system in the world. So there has to be that the Torah. As if you know, like Rava, there is a system, and human Chazal figured out a system, fine. But Parshat Shad Hoka Yusha hold that's not a raya, and therefore there is no system. There's no system, so the world is left in an untenable situation. So it's muchloch that the Torah had to make a system. So because the system, there's no logic for the system, but there is a logical motivation for the system. It's instead of the thing, it's not like when you put on size 13 shoes, your foot becomes size 13. There's no motivation for such a thing. But here there's a motivation. It's only below time, but for the mechanism. What? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
How did Chazal know where to learn it from? Maybe they should say a katan becomes a gadol when he becomes 13 years old. So after 13 years, that's when you could lose the star.
Like, okay, so I don't know. Listen, I can't answer that anyway because it's, you know, that stomach. And it's the same. I can't answer every question. You're right. We're not answering the question anyway. You can ask that on the Gemara here too. No, we're not what I said. If they're making a milsa b'lataima, so learning the milsa b'lataima from katan. I don't know. I'm just saying that Chazal, instead of just saying, I'm just trying to make taivas a little bit less radical, then instead of saying it's a milsa b'lataima totally, it's a milsa b'lataima in how the mechanism works. But at least there's a taima for a motivation. So there is, taivis doesn't have to mean totally that there's no taima. There's no taima in the mechanism, but at least there's a taima in the mechanism, in the motivation. You know,
taivis have mina was also below taima, or taivis have
mina? No. Taivis is have mina. The lashon of taivis is mashma, that the first shot is totally milsa b'taima. That's the structure of taivis. Taivis's first shot was a milsa b'taima. And that's how Taivis understood it. And Taivis' answer is no. That's why he only says that his answer, Milsa Bilotaima. So Taivis' second shot is Milsa Bilotaima. The question that I'm struggling with is in Taivis' answer, which Nelson Meltzer said before, is a very valid question, is that Milsa Bilotaima is a very, very, very difficult thing. Taivis' Havamina was very nice. So we have a rule that the Havamina is always the Pashtas. So why in the world did the Gemara and the Havamina, which is really the Pnei Shlomo's Kasha, why in the world did the Gemara and the Havamina drop the Pashtas as Havamina, which is most of the time, it makes lots of logical sense, and instead assume a Milsa below Taiva that makes no sense? Okay, so we're not answering that question. That's a plain Shlomo's question. What but we're just trying at least to make the Maskana a little bit more logical, that it's not, at least there's a taima in the motivation, not a taima in the mechanism. So there's a taima in the motivation. So there's sort of answers my question. Okay, another answer what Rafi asked, but answer my question is like, how do you know when you say this? You can say this milsa b'lataima everywhere. If three times it landed on heads, so from now on it's always going to land on heads. And three times your the food was kosher. I checked the food three times and I did a good shchita. So from now on milsa b'lataima, all my shchitas are kosher. I don't know, you know, it's that we're not saying a milsa b'lataima except when at least there's a motivation. Not when there's no motivation with a taima, then we're not going to say a milsa b'lataima on the mechanism. If we have a milsa, at least we have a motivation with a taima, and we know there must be a din, then we'll say, you know, there is like a my mushel. We know they have to figure out a way how to kill this terrorist. They must. Yeah, the you have to kill this terrorist. It's major important. So worst comes to worst, there's no system. So the only system is you have to kill other people too. So it's
Rebbe, I thought Tyson was trying to say that if in the Havamina it's logical and the Gemara should never have a kasha of the fourth time. So Tyson is trying to say that once it's logical, we're stuck because the Gemara has no right to ask the kasha. So Taisus right. Has to come on the Milsa b'lataima. The more we make it a taima, the more the Gemara has no reason to ask the kasha.
But I understand. But the we don't have to make it. We're only making it a taima, a partial. It's a partial taima, partial Milsa b'lataima. So the Gemara has a right to ask the kasha.
The way Rebbe's setting up the structure is that once we see it from Shor, with some kind of logic, So the Gemara should ask the fourth time or not?
Because the way they understand shur, it's just like this, by shur, there's a halakhic transformation that occurred on the fourth time. So here also, the halakhic transformation occurs on the fourth time. But the question is that, so say that everywhere, that on a fourth time, there's always halakhic transformations on four times. I'm saying maybe only time that there's a halakhic transformation on a fourth time is when there's a need for a halakhic transformation. So when there's a need and Hashem has to make a halakhic transformation, so then we see here that the transformation occurs on the fourth time, even though there's no logical reason why it should be the fourth time. The milgla below time on the mechanism, why on the fourth time? But at least we know that there's a transformation. So we know, so then we're just learning out, when we know that there's a transformation, we learn out when the transformation is taking place. But when we don't know that there's a transformation, so then mehechitesi, that, that was what I was thinking. I don't know if that's right. I don't know.
Any reason why Taisa switches the lashon to chatzi nezik to nezik shalom versus tam?
Yes, it's a very good reason, because he's learning that we're looking at the transformation in din, that from because really in the animal, the transformation occurred on the third time. It went from a tam to a muad. It became a muad after the fourth time. So you're going ahead and you're saying, the same way the transformation occurred by the animal, the transformation should be by the tzaddik. So the transformation of tam to muad was after three times. So in order to explain the Gemara's kasha, Taivis have to say, we don't look at the transformation in the animal, we look at the transformation in your din, in your payment, because we're looking at the transformation in the lamaisa. And just like here, the lamaisa is, so the lemaisa is when you on the payment. But if it's a havamina that we're looking at the transformation in the animal, then the Gemara's kasha wouldn't make sense. Even if you're sticking a milsa below taima, the Gemara's kasha wouldn't make sense. Because if taima would have just answered, the Gemara's answer is milsa below taima. But so what? The transformation occurred after three times. So make a milsa below taima, that you get your transformation after three times. So Taivis have to say that we're not looking at the transformation in the animal, we're looking at the transformation of the din. And that occurred in the fourth time. And that itself is a milsa below taima, because the reason why the fourth time there's a transformation on the din is because there's a transformation on the animal in the third time. Okay, let's just say over with the question that Rabbi Meltzer asked, which is a valid question. Is the way we're setting it up is Tavis's maskana is that it's a milsa below taima, that there's some kind of transformation. So if there's a milsa below taima, so then the Gemara's next kasha sounds perfect. The Gemara's next kasha is Ebeata Chazaka Sheni Motaina Mahave Chazaka. So in other words, I skipped the Gemara's answer. But Pashup Shat, in the Pashas reading of the Taisis is that once this is the Gemara's working Milsa Belal Taima. So the Gemara, even in the Hochi Hasha, is also working with the Milsa Belal Taima, except that the Gemara is saying that we don't look at the milsa below taima, that you go from chatzi nezik to nezik shalem, but we go from the milsa below taima that you went from shura tam to shura muad.
I thought that only below taima was.
No, that's only below taima if you're applying it to nezikin. To Sada, it's below taima. Because we're not using the Svara of Hupsik Shatrin. We're saying like this. Hupsik Shatrin as far as out. Nothing to do with Hupsik Shatrin. The reason why you win is Milsa below taima. We just saw by Shor HaMoed that a transformation occurs a certain number of times. So therefore, there's a milchah b'nal taima that the transformation he applies by here also. The Gemara's havamina was that transformation by Shor HaMoed occurs on the fourth time because you go from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalem. The Gemara's answer is Hoki Hashta, the transformation occurred on the third time because you went from a time to a Muad. But when we apply it to Baba Basra, it's a Milsa Belotaiba. We see that there's a transformation by Shor Muad. And since there's a transformation by Shor Muad, by time to Muad, we make a transformation here. So that would be Parshat Shat because we obviously stick with the Parshas is that the Maskana of the Gemara is as close as a Havamina. And since the Havamina was working, according to Taisis, the Gemara's Havamina was working with Milsa B'lal Taima. So the Gemara's answer is also working with Milsa B'lal Taima. It's just that they're just switching what the transformation is that we're learning from. So if that's the case, that you're sticking with Milsa B'lal Taima, so then the Gemara's next Kasha of Edemeata Chazaka Shein Maltaina is a beautiful question. Because since we're working with Svara Milsa B'lal Taima, so that you don't need it, so you don't need a taima because it's some kind of magical halachic din that it's not gonna be Rishus Moich and Rishus Lokeach. So the Gemara is beautiful. That's what I'm saying. So the next Taisis doesn't make any sense. Where is what Taisis is Kasha? He himself already dropped the Svar of Huxik Natchen, Huxik Shatchen.
That's the Morin Leib and the Reb Shlomo. They were bothered by this Kasha.
Right. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. This is where we're. And I'm just setting it.
One more time. What's the Gemara? How does the Gemara's Kasha make sense?
Taifa says that the Gemara is not never held in as far as Huxik Nak Shatrin. The Gemara is working with as far of Milsa B'lal Taima. And it's not going to be just Moich Rishus Lokea. Now the Gemara gives an answer. Now, the simple Pshat, the Gemara's answer before the question is Hoki Hashta. Simple pshat is that the answer is working within the same basic structure of the Havamina. It's just a slight modification, which means that we're still working with the Svara of Milsa B'lal Taima, except that instead of saying it's a Milsa B'lal Taima, we're learning from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalem. We're learning from the transformation of time to Muad, but we're still working with the Svara of Milsa B'lal Taima. So the cash is, if you're working with the Svara Milsa B'lal Taima, that there's some magical thing that's not going to be Rishus Moich, Rishus Lokeach, so then there's no reason why you should need a Taina.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I thought Rebbe's whole point was that Milsa B'lal Taima does not mean throw logic to the wind. Milsa B'lal Taima means we need to have a logical way for business to operate. People could buy land and lose stories. We're simply seeking a number. We found a number. We pulled a number out and plugged it into the economic needs of society. So what's the kasha of Chazaka B'lal Taima?
You're right. It could be the way I said it. Maybe it's not so schwer.
Oh, I thought that's where we're going.
Maybe I answered the problem. I was jumping the gun, maybe. Now there's in the simple reading of Taisis, where Taisis is saying Milsa B'lal Taima. So then the next type, it doesn't make sense. It could be, you're right, if you say what I said, then maybe it's not so schwer. I'm not sure if what I said is right. So that let us see.
I think Reb Sandy's chat would probably also answer this, that it's not completely Milsa B'lal Taima, but some kind of dayo then. Right. There's no dayo problem with Taina that would also maybe work.
Yeah, maybe. On the other hand, we'll have to see what the Marib and Leib is a very early Akron. Klei Shlomo is already a relatively late Akron. Not that we can really argue with the Klei Shlomo, but Marib and Leib is for sure we can't argue with. It's an early, early Akron. Marib and Leib is before the Beis Yosef. No, is that right? Rabbi Ben Levi is before the Beis Yosef. He was the Beis, was he the Beis Yosef's rabbi? I think so.
Don't know. Doesn't he quote him? Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch quote the Rabbi Ben Levi?
I think the Rabbi Ben Levi was the Beis Yosef's rabbi. I think the Rabbi Ben Levi is the one that gave the Beis Yosef smicha. The Beis Yosef, Rabbi Ben Levi had smicha in Sfas, and he gave it to like a few people. I think so. Anyway, so we're talking about very, very early, Rabbi Ben Levi. So I definitely, not that I, you know, there's a limit to how chutzpahdik I can be. So that's, so we have to read the Rabbi Ben Levi.
Kasha should be shver. I don't understand. I don't know about Tesis. The Gemara's Kasha, Lufi Rebbe Svara, doesn't make any sense, right?
No, the Gemara's Kasha is very good. That's good. But we want it. It's good if it doesn't make sense because Tzivus has the kasha. The problem is Tzivus has to be consistent with Tzivus. Tzivus on the next page says that the Gemara doesn't make sense. So the problem is Guva, in light of the fact that Tzivus himself says it's a milsa b'dal taima, and we're assuming that the Gemara doesn't fall off of that. So why does Tzivus feel that the Gemara doesn't make sense? You should just say that the Gemara is continuing with Milsa, even the Bnei Shlomo is very strange, because just say the Gemara is continuing with the same Sfara Milsa B'dal Taima, and therefore there's no Kasha. Bnei Shlomo says, because they dropped. I mean, Behechi Tesi, it's such a Deichik Bnei Shlomo, that first of all, it's Deichik to say the Gemara is dropping and going back to a Havamina, the type is rejected, and whatever it is, the Gemara rejected. And if they did, and why does Tzivus assume that? Okay. Anyway, we'll stop. So the Maisa tomorrow, I said in the beginning, tomorrow is the yeshiva here at dinner, and I was Shoa Eitza from the people here, and they felt that I should be at the dinner. I shouldn't even sneak out from the yeshiva's dinner. That would be very insulting to all our Hashua people that are being meiser nefesh to cover the yeshiva.